This is Gordon Strong. I'm a Grandmaster Beer Judge, and today I'm judging Sam Adams Light, which is a Category 1A Light American Lager. It's a tough category to judge because it's a style that shouldn't really taste like a whole lot. The guidelines are fairly wide open to allow for several different interpretations, but if you look through them, they're really just saying that it can have a little malt and a little hops or a little yeast character, but not really a whole lot of any of them. Same in the flavor. Looking for something to be relatively unoffensive. So, I've never had one of these before, but I'm intrigued by the bottle because it says it's the only light beer made from two-row malt and 100% noble hops. The back says that it's basically Reinheitsgebot. It doesn't have any adjuncts in it. So, interesting. A light beer that doesn't have adjuncts. You know, when I take a look at it, it's not the pale yellow that many of them are. This is a pale amber. Much darker than most. So, that's a little unusual. It's got a low white head, which is settling fairly quickly. And it's, like most commercial beers, it's brilliantly clear. So I'm just going to make a note of that. The color being that dark, by the guidelines, is a fault. So I'm going to take off a point for that. Usually the beers are in the, they're not even gold, they're straw and yellow. So, that's probably showing the malt that they're using. They're actually using quality malt and not corn and rice. So, let's see what it smells like. It is malty, but you get a very light, spicy, noble hop character like you would in German beers. So I think that's fine, the level of hops. The malt is a little on the rich side, but it's very clean and inviting. It does have some of that Sam Adams house character, the yeast variety they typically use in their lagers always has a certain smell to me, and this has that. If you're familiar with what a Sam Adams Boston lager would smell like, it's got some of that, but it's not off. Yeah, that's about it. Other than that, it's neutral. So I'm going to taste it now. That's similar to the aroma. It's got moderate malt, but relatively light in the palate. The bitterness is low, finishes dry, which is really important for this kind of beer. It's meant to be very crisp. The unusual thing about it is the malt is quite a bit richer than most. It's very drinkable. It's enjoyable. It's just a little atypical for this style of beer. It's got that low noble hop spiciness to it. Very clean fermentation. you know, no diacetyl, no DMS, no esters. The malt is very smooth. It doesn't have a lot of specialty grain flavors, so I would expect that they're fairly pale malts that are being used. The balance is malty. Again, unusual in such a light beer. And the bottle doesn't say the ABV, but it does say 119 calories, which is pretty low for a beer. The body is almost medium, so it's medium light to medium. Again, it's a little big for most, which would be something that you probably expect because it doesn't have adjuncts, it says. The carbonation's medium-high. It's not fizzy like a lot of them. Smooth, obviously no alcohol with a low-gravity beer. Again, very clean. It's a well-crafted beer. It's I think if this were entered in a homebrew competition, I think it would probably get dinged on some style points because of too much flavor. This is one where some adjuncts probably would help, and if there are any character grains that are used that are giving it a little bit more color, backing off on those. But I can see that they're trying to, show that a beer in that segment doesn't have to taste like nothing. So, as the style guidelines are written, I would take off a little bit here and there. So I'd probably give it like a 4 for mouthfeel because the body's a little full. I'd probably give it a 9 for aroma because the malt's a little big. The flavor's fairly solid. It's not showing the adjunct flavors that you get sometimes. When people use corn, that sort of comes through as sort of a rounded sweetness that's not tied to grain. I mean, this has got a malty, well, it's not really a malty sweetness, it's just a maltiness because it does finish dry. But the balance and the strength say that it's in that segment, but it's probably just about the strongest flavored beer that you could make in that in that category. Homebrewers could make something with darker grains or something, but you know, for somebody trying to hit this category, it does have a lot of flavor. Unfortunately, some of those big flavors are usually considered false, so like I said, I'm probably going to knock that down. I'm going to give it 15 on flavor. And overall impression is basically what I've been talking about here, is talking about how it's unusual for the style in that it's somewhat big. But not in alcohol, but big in flavor. So my suggestions would be to lighten up on the the malts that are used, the colors of the malts, use a little bit more adjunct. You know, the hop level is nice, both in the aroma and the flavor. The bitterness level is perfect. The thing that's a little off for me is the all malt nature of this beer is you see that in the aroma, you see it in the appearance, you see it in the flavor, you see it in the mouthfeel. Every single aspect that we're evaluating, I'm talking about the consequences of that decision. So, you know, if this was a homebrew, you know, it's extraordinarily well made. But all the advice would be simply on recipe formulation if the goal is to hit something that's in the style guidelines. You know, otherwise, I could see somebody making this as just a nice beer that they want to drink at home, something that they can, I could see this being somebody's session beer, you know, something that they could drink an awful lot of when they're watching the game. But, if you turn up your nose at these kind of beers, I certainly would go out and try this one. It has a lot of character for a beer. It's probably very good with food too. So overall impression, I like it a lot. It's got sort of style issues, but I still really like it. So I'm going to give it an 8 because it is a well crafted beer, and the style faults are, you know, it's clearly the brewer's intent to go with an alt malt beer, but the style guidelines really don't allow that until you're getting up into the premium level of American lagers. So, let's see. So that comes in at 38. And, that's just on the edge of, having a style issue, and that's as you've listened, that's basically what my complaint is. It's just because it's so well made, it probably gets a little bit higher than you'd see homebrews that would come in that would have a similar fault. Okay, I hope you enjoy that, and hope you're trying one too. It's a tasty beer. This is Gordon Strong doing Light American Lager, Sam Adams Light, Category 1A.